a week's a long time before you must have heard the response.
Yeah, it was obviously against a team that had a fair bit riding on it. It was a really good response. The week was short, but it was to the point. It was succinct, and to see the players take ownership of the performance, of the preparation, and then to execute was, yeah, it was a really good sign.
What was riding on it for you guys?
Well, the players spoke. We spoke about pride and respect. And I think in this day and age in footy, you can get jumped on pretty quickly. But I mean, that was as poor a quarter as I've seen us play in my time as senior coach last week. But the players have to a man have given great effort. So we didn't want to put a performance like that in or lower our colours to that extent, regardless of what the scoreboard said. So that was pretty much the discussion in the review. And to see the, we finals are off the table for us, but we want to continue to improve and be a better football team and be a stronger football team that can handle those ups and downs, and we're still learning to do that.
Pendles is a very proud person. Did he get stunned by the criticism of his comments last week?
Oh, they were misconstrued. So, no, I mean, he understands. I think it's more the intent that is more important than sometimes how people construe it. And I'm positive that he wasn't concerned about people getting the context wrong. But he would have been smarting more about his part in the game against Richmond and was pretty keen to lead well tonight.
How did you see the selflessness and the playing of the team aspect of tonight?
Yeah, it was back to what we've expected, back to what we've seen for the majority of the year. We want to continue to be a side that plays for each other. We were really efficient with the ball tonight, and we were efficient in our defensive elements. And we haven't seen that for a lot of the year. We've seen it for portions, and we've seen it for parts of games. But that was probably one of the closer performances to four quarters that we've seen from us all year. So that was an encouraging aspect of the game.
You said that Levi Greenwood was one of the players that we obviously had up last week. He had another great night on the draw.
Yeah.
Excited about what he can do next year.
Yeah, I mean that's. It's been there's no guarantees in footy, but with Levi, with another, he's a mature player. He's a contested ball animal. Like he hunts the ball, he hunts the man, and he's really disciplined. We're getting a glimpse over the last couple of weeks of what we recruited, and the character of a bloke who gives himself absolutely to the team cause. And these last eight quarters have been pretty impressive.
It's all about Sean Higgins as perhaps recruiter of the year, but Chris has been pretty handy for you.
Yeah, look, we asked a different midfield crew to take responsibility. So Crispy's been playing a little bit of footy on the wing lately, but we put him back in the middle where he's playing his best footy sort of early in the year. So he, Geordie DeGoey, Levi and Taylor Adams were the mainstays through the midfield and allowed Pendles and Steele and Swanee to play outside a little bit more. And I thought together with Brodie Grundy as that sort of that centre bounce crew, the centre square crew, they were able to set the agenda, and it was a really good start, and we've continued it on. Yeah, it's a fair question. No, I think at various times you're always trying to balance up what you think has been best in the past with what you're trying to look for in the future, regardless of where you're at. And we've done that consistently throughout the year, looking at players in different positions, still trying to work out like young blokes and what their best role is and where they can best fit in our structure. The VFL is there to help develop and to teach our players different roles and to come in and have an influence at AFL level. But there's, I think, a few of the things that we did tonight may not have happened in these last couple of weeks if we had finals on the line. That doesn't mean that what we have been doing isn't the best solution, but we'll continue. Clearly, it isn't, but we'll continue to look for ways that we can add to our game, that we can add to our development, and be a harder team to counter. Well, it adds another string to his bow, and you know, he's been one of the premier midfielders in the game. So, talking about, you know, Jordy De Goey probably takes that role, took that role tonight, and he's only played a dozen games of footy. So, could we have done it in his second, third, and fourth? Potentially not. Battled through the night, you know, with a cork. So we didn't, you know, he started really well, but we didn't rely on him in the second half, and we saw those young boys sort of stand up and play important roles. I think Pendles can play anywhere, to be honest, and we want to continue to develop that multi-position aspect to our game, and we have flicked it around from time to time this year, but when you get a player like Pendles, you generally want him around where the ball is, but he was really good in his role tonight.
Surprised at how much space he had
earlier. Well, he finds space. He finds space, and he's even in the fiercest or strongest congestion, he generally knows where to go and what to do with it. So, no, I've seen him play like that before.
Look like Swanee probably missing.
Yeah, he's a bit sore in the knee, so the early diagnosis is a medial tweak and unlikely to play next week. And Ben Sinclair's got a broken hand, so he'll probably miss as well. Yeah, Clokey was tight in the just behind his knee, so we were a bit gun shy. I think 6 weeks ago against West Coast, around that time, he was sore through the warm up, and we rolled the dice, and he hurt his calf. So we weren't going to make the same mistake. So we had a fresh fit player there in Jesse, and we made that call late. He should be right. We don't think he's injured himself, but we'll see when the dust settles. Cheers. Thanks, guys.